This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Wow. All right. Well, welcome to Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever is on your mind, and you may take control of the airwaves here. A bit of a technically difficult day. Had some router issues here in the studio today, so hopefully everything is going to work tonight, as we hope that it will with you in the studio. It's Ian.
And Melanie.
Now, we've got stuff to talk about tonight, including this eye color controversy, which I didn't even know was a thing. You brought in this story, Melanie, and it's about parents who are apparently using an unusual process to choose their baby's eye color. And some are saying this should be banned. We're going to get into that. And, of course, we'll take your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And also we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And those allow you to get on the air with us and talk about whatever is on your mind. We're actually going to start out by going to your calls, and we'll get into the news. Plus, there's the top websites in the world are out, and we can talk about what those are, but you can bring up anything. So let's start out with Nick in Georgia. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hello. So would you like to talk about the eye color and how the parents are changing them?
Well, yes, we would like to talk about that at some point. Is that what you were calling about?
Yeah, or I'd like to talk about Trump's policies and how he's been doing as president.
Well, here you are. You're on the air.
So I personally think Trump's been doing good. The trade deal is going to make the Mexican president to pay for a wall and all that.
How is he going to make the Mexicans pay for a wall?
No, not the Mexicans, but he's doing a trade deal which allows them, like, America's going to gain lots of money by.
Oh, apparently he hit the hang-up button.
Okay.
I don't know what was going on there.
Well, he said but, bye.
Yeah, the wall issue, of course, has to do with, at least the original plan that I had heard, had to do with what are called remittances, which is the thing that you do when you go to Western Union and you send something to somebody out of the country. That generally is what's considered a remittance. And the idea that Trump had proposed was to tax remittances, which, okay, that's just going to drive people to find other options like Bitcoin. As a way to get around paying the ridiculous taxes.
Well, if the price of Western Union hasn't driven people to Bitcoin already, it's not going to. But yeah, that any tax you're going to put on that is not going to pay for a wall on the Mexican-U.S. border.
Right. So anyway, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about immigration or whatever is on your mind, you may certainly do that. But let's talk about this eye color thing, Melanie, because you feel, I guess, somewhat strongly on this matter, although you are a pretty libertarian individual. So the question that you that the story is asking whether or not this should be banned.
Yeah, so it's a story from Reason. And it's really only a thing. I don't know that this actually occurs in the U.S.,
not
or at
yet.
Least if it does, I don't know that it occurs legally.
Okay.
But
is it it's a specific technology or some sort of type?
It's really
or what
not
is it?
A specific technology. So they've had IVF for a while.
Do you know what that stands for?
In vitro fertilization.
Okay.
And they've had genetic screening for a while. And I remember 10 to 15, maybe 20 years ago, probably 10 to 15 years ago, when they started screening for genetic diseases, which makes sense, people were said, well, then the next step after this is eugenics and choosing hair color. And they were like, no, you're crazy. We won't do that. It's like, but if you have to do IVF in the first place. You probably will do that if it's available, but apparently they're doing that. And there were some doctors discussing whether or not it was ethical. So this is from Reason from a few days ago.
So IVF, is that like, what is in vitro fertilization?
So it's when they make the baby in a petri dish and then put it in later.
So they sort of inject it, if you will, into a uterus,
yeah.
Basically? Gotcha.
So this is entitled, Should the Government Ban Parents Using IVF from Picking Their Kids' Eye Color? There is no compelling ethical reason to limit this exercise of reproductive liberty, by Robert Bailey of Reason. Prospective parents using the IVF services provided by clinics associated with Fertility Institute's company can have their embryos screened for genes associated with over 400 hereditary diseases, as well as gender determination and even eye color.
Okay, so you can check your embryo to see if it's got problems, basically.
Yes. And that's been around probably almost as long as IVF's been. And my understanding is it's been around almost as long as IVF has been around. Mm-hmm. That is a little easier to swallow, I think. Like, especially depending on what it is. Where it's like, hey, this one's not going to make it anyways, mm-hmm. so why don't we just go ahead and let it die instead of...
Or it's going to have some kind of horrifying disease or disability.
Yeah, and obviously that's a spectrum, so whether it's not going to make it, whether it's going to be born without arms, or whether mm-hmm. it's going to, you know, have slightly poorer vision, is kind of, you know... Where on that line is your, where on that spectrum is your line? But yeah, the concept of this is not going to be a viable human being, or this is going to be a very damaged human being.
Versus I don't like the color blue.
It's not insane. Mm-hmm. Regardless of whether you fall on that, that's not insane.
Okay. But it's insane to have a preference of eye color and use this process in order to filter out the essentially fetuses, or not fetuses,
they're not fetuses,
they're not
yet,
fetuses right? yet.
They're still, they might still
embryo?
Be zygotes, but
embryo,
they're no
zygote?
Older than embryos.
Okay.
But, well, I don't know, but I, so if somebody says this is a completely malformed embryo, I'm going to let it die. I'm willing to say that that is just not insane, whether or not picking for eye color is, it seems really creepy to me. And
because the idea is that if it's not the eye color that they want, they'll just destroy the embryo.
Well, right? So you're going to have limited options in the first place. Like, we're not creating a person from scratch. Mm-hmm. Whatever both parents have is what you're stuck with. So whatever the range that you get from that is what you have to choose from. Deciding who lives and dies based on who's the healthiest, I think a lot of people would defend. Deciding who lives and dies based on eye color is fundamentally different to me.
All right, but you said Reason's going to try to defend this.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Did you want to share the story? Because I'm happy to hear what they have to say about
it. Yeah, that's, I have it right here.
Because I don't imagine that you would want to outlaw this, but you find it creepy.
Yeah,
right?
So a lot of things are creepy, and you definitely shouldn't do that, shouldn't necessarily be illegal.
Right.
It kind of, I don't know. I'm not a fan of using defensive force to protect fetuses, using defensive force against a sentient human to protect fetuses, although I do still think that is defensive force. It gets even murkier when you're talking about something like IVF, because if you want to criminalize, like, abortion, then you have to use force against a woman who's full grown.
Mm-hmm. You use the term sentient.
Yeah.
As opposed to something that hasn't achieved sentience yet.
Yeah, which would be
like an embryo.
Most of the life of a fetus.
Okay.
But if they're not inside somebody else already, you kind of don't have the same bodily autonomy arguments. So you're not necessarily, I mean, you would have to, if any time you have a law.
By bodily autonomy, you mean my body, my choice. I can do what I want with the thing that's inside me.
I mean, or just bodily autonomy in general.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if it's not already inside somebody, you kind of don't have most of those arguments because you're not saying to somebody else, you have to take care of this baby. You're just saying you can't kill it, which is a distinct argument, I think.
All right, more coming up here in moments. You want to comment on this IVF baby picking of the eye color. Apparently some people are doing this, and some are saying it should be illegal. 855-450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. HORIZEN.global.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to NAPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at anypay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at anypay.global. Anypay.global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we do have our Discord on-air call-in line rooms. that are available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. And those allow you to get on the air with us, sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio. And by the way, over the last several weeks, Free Talk Live has been giving away a bunch of Zencash. Well, actually, it was formerly known as Zencash. Now, the entire crypto platform that Zen is on is called Horizon. And you can learn more about it over at horizon.global. The reason why they did the rebranding is because Horizon is a much bigger concept than just a cryptocurrency. And it is a great crypto. It is a crypto with privacy built right into it. You can either use it privately or not privately. It is your choice. But they do have some great privacy technology like zero-knowledge anonymity, which, of course, you can do more research on over at horizon.global, H-O-R-I-Z-E-N.global. But we've been doing Zen giveaways, and we got, let's see, another Zen giveaway. Actually, we're going to do 1.75 Zen, so almost 2 Zen, which last I checked, one Zen was worth about $16-17. So you can win this. What you have to do is we've chosen a number between 1 and 999. All you have to do is send your transparent Zen address via email to daryl@freetalklive.com, and the subject line of the email must be a number between 1 and 999. And so whoever it is that gets the closest to the number that we've chosen will win the Zen prize. And you do have, I'm not sure when the deadline is for this one. I'm not seeing it. But we're definitely going to be doing a grand prize giveaway as well, and that will be on November 7th. So get into this giveaway as soon as possible. The giveaway is, by the way, open to listeners who have not yet won other Zen giveaways. So again, to enter the giveaway, send your transparent Zen address via email to daryl@freetalklive.com and put the number that you choose between 1 and 999. In the subject line, as we continue here, we'll take your calls and your thoughts about what you want. Just to recap briefly, there's a story that we've kind of barely scratched the surface on from Reason.com talking about this in vitro fertilization picking of eye color that some parents are apparently interested in doing. Melanie, this makes you a little bit creepy crawly feeling. It doesn't feel quite right to you from what
I'm saying. Well, so making extra babies to kind of discard the extras doesn't really seem right to me in the first place.
Well, they're not babies yet.
Well, okay, making extra tiny humans to kind of just discard the extras in the first place is just kind of not right to me in the first place. If you're saying I'm selecting for, you know, genetic abnormalities, that's kind of something where whether or not I agree with it, I'm not going to necessarily think that you're that horrible of a person.
Okay.
Whereas if you're like, I'm making extra babies so that I can pick the one with green eyes.
That's too shallow for you.
That's
for you.
Beyond petty, first of all. And then it's just a really petty reason to commit, you know, I don't know if that counts as mass murder, but, you know, killing a couple of people.
We got more coming up on that topic. You can also bring up what you want. But first, Dave is on the line in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Melanie. Go ahead.
Yeah, have you guys covered
my... God. I'm sorry, Dave. They've got you turned up way too loud there. It's really distorting. Can you talk to me again?
Am I now?
Much better. Go ahead.
Okay. You guys covered this the recent arrest of Rich Paul.
Well, Rich Paul has been arrested a couple of times since he's come back to
New Hampshire. You're gonna have to be more specific, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, how recent? Which one?
So, I guess by way of background, I should mention that Rich Paul, I guess, is best known for being the guy who organized these so-called 420 celebrations in downtown Keene in the 2009 era.
Yeah, mass cannabis smokings. Yeah, it was almost a decade ago. You're right about that. Rich is also a former co-host here on Free Talk Live when he was living in Keene. He was here on a regular basis every week, basically, hosting Free Talk Live. He took about a year off to go back home to live with his folks down in Michigan, earned up a little bit of money, and came back about, I don't know, not quite a year ago, I don't think. But he's been here for, I would say,
a
good chunk of this year.
He's been here for a while.
Yeah.
Probably about a year.
And it didn't take him too long to get harassed by Manchester police. So which incident are you referring to?
Well, I guess, you know, what initially happened was that I guess he would have been arrested around the 2012 era, like a serious arrest where they, you know, gave him 9 months in jail or something like that. He was facing a lot more than that. And this was
that was for selling cannabis and ostensible LSD. That was a year-long sentence, and I think he did spend the, you know, most of a year in jail for that. But he's off of that sentence now. He's clear of whatever the suspended sentence was in that particular case. So that one's behind him at this point. I mean, he does have a felony on his record as a result of it, sadly, though.
That was the arrest that started it all, basically. And you know, once he got felon status, I guess what happened most recently is he says, it was his Facebook post says he was pulled over, I guess, or his car was searched for some reason, and they found a machete, and that's considered to be a deadly weapon, and he's looking at years in jail
again.
It was
considered by the cops that pulled him over to be a deadly weapon. It is not considered by the New Hampshire statute to be a deadly weapon, and he's looking at 3 to 7.5. It's 3 to 7.5 or 3.5 to 7, but...
That's a lot, yeah. But what you're saying is, Melanie, the New Hampshire statutes, they don't have a case.
The New Hampshire statute enumerates specific weapons, and a machete is not one of them.
Yes, this was Bedford PD, I think, that pulled him over, or that did this, as I recall. And I guess he's got a Patreon fundraiser thing or something like that going. I don't know. The URL, if you search Rich Paul on Facebook, you'll find that, if you wish to help him. And, you know, so many people, they're flaky activists. They don't stick with it for very long. Rich Paul is not one of those. And, you know, he at least deserves attention.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, I wish Rich were back out here in Keene, because he probably never would have gotten arrested in the first place had he not been out in Manchester. But regardless, definitely we're going to be keeping a close eye on this. In fact, there's another charge that he's also facing, which was a BS arrest for which he's facing a misdemeanor. And this was essentially for not doing what a cop said. Is that right, Melanie?
Except that he wasn't in the general area at the time.
So they're accusing him of doing a thing where he wasn't even doing a thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's facing a couple of different bunk charges right now, Dave. And that I think it was that charge, that second charge we were just talking about, that was going to happen next week. There was going to be a trial for that, but that has been postponed. So I do intend to go and get full video of the trial in both of these cases. And I'm sure anybody that wants to reach out to Rich, I'm sure he would appreciate any kind of an assistance. But I don't know what the best way to suggest that people do that is at this time.
I would say Facebook, or if you message me, then I can get anything to him.
And I know I'm
easy to find. I don't know if he is or not.
She's on our Discord right now over at discord.lrn.fm. Dave, thanks for the heads up. Thanks for caring about Rich. More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts on the radio with us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit vercelmedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
USA Radio News.
Coming up just after 7 o'clock Eastern Time, President Trump will be participating in the swearing-in ceremony of Brett Kavanaugh, the newest justice to the Supreme Court. The driver of a supersized limousine involved in a crash that killed 20 people outside an upstate New York country store wasn't properly licensed. That's according to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. We also heard from Robert Sumwalt, chairman of the NTSB, late this afternoon.
We will be looking at the operations of the driver and the motor carrier, actual operations of it. We're looking at the limousine operator's compliance with applicable state and federal regulations. We'll also look at the oversight, actual oversight by the state and federal oversight authorities, agencies, the company's safety culture.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to join us here. And you can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can join us on our Discord on-air call-in line room. Just head on over to discord.lrn.fm. And that is where you can not only get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners and callers, but you can also call in via the on-air call-in line rooms right there at the top of our list of different chat rooms. And then we'll join you, and you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And the us in that studio, by the way, is me, Ian.
And Melanie.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com, and that is the website that I've used a ton of times, like more than 130 times, I think, to purchase things on Amazon at a huge discount. We're talking about 20, 30, or more, as many as 33% off, but I like to shoot for 20 to 25. I find that that tends to get things taken care of pretty quickly, because what you're basically doing is you're putting up your cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin BTC, and now Bitcoin Cash. You can load up Bitcoin Cash over at SaveItPurse.com. You're putting your crypto up, your Bitcoin Cash or Bitcoin, and somebody else is paying, like, essentially, if you want 20% off of Amazon, they're paying 20% more than the regular cost of a Bitcoin to buy your Bitcoin from you. So you get a huge discount on the stuff you want from Amazon, and it gets delivered to your door, and you save big time, but only if you've got crypto. Only if you've got Bitcoin, or now Bitcoin Cash, accepted over at SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com. Go save big, huge on your Amazon purchases. I use it all the time. As we go to more of your calls and thoughts coming up, though, we've got this Reason article that you wanted to share, Melanie, because it's upsetting to you, it seems, this idea that people are creating embryos in vitro fertilization. So outside of a womb, they're creating embryos. They're determining not just whether or not the embryo is likely to have some sort of malady, some kind of disease or disability in the future, and selecting out from that, but some parents are actually selecting out based on the color of the eyes.
Yeah, there's apparently a list of characteristics you can choose from. It doesn't give the list, but it talks about eye color in depth. So, yeah.
We're going to continue, but first, your calls and thoughts here. We've got John. He's in Colorado listening via LRN.FM. Go ahead, John.
I want to talk about the population control. I think The population needs to be... Oh, sorry.
Hold it together, brother. Hold it together. You're on the radio.
If you're going to do a crank call, you got to be good at it.
Yeah, let's go. Let's hear it.
I wanted to say that...
So stupid.
It's not that difficult. What's wrong with
so
y'all?
So dumb. Well, you know what, Melanie? They're teenage boys, and it's no different now than it was a decade ago. So, you know, what's wrong with y'all is something we've been asking for more than a decade with these calls.
I'm not even saying that you would, I mean, it's just a whole other question as why you would even want to do this. But if you're going to do a thing, get good at that thing.
This guy's so bad. This guy right here, the guy that just called in, is so bad at it that last night, I'm off on Sunday nights, so I actually screened a call. I think it was last night. Maybe it wasn't last night. Anyway, one of these nights, dude called in, and I screened the call, because we always, you know, if a call comes into the studio here, we always, just like at the network studios, we'll ask, what's your name, where are you calling from, and I don't need a whole laundry list of things you want to talk about, just one word's enough for me, so population control or something like that, something short, and dude was, like, trying to make the silly noises on
to
the phone
to
with
the call
the
screener. Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you know you're not on the air yet, right? Then the dude called back, got it right once, then got on the air, called a third time, and made silly noises on the call screening line. So there's no real logic or rhyme or reason to this. I don't understand it. I'd like to think I wouldn't have been so bad at this as a teenager, but
yeah, I mean,
because
then you're just memorializing for all of time in the internet that you're just really bad at being a troll.
Can you even call that trolling? I mean, it doesn't even cross the line to trolling.
Yeah. To call that trolling, because
it's just making silly noises.
What a 2-year-old would
right.
do.
So anyway, open phones, that's what you get sometimes. 855-450 free like freedom. As we continue here, so Melanie, did you want to get a little deeper into this story here? Because the guy from Reason.com, he's saying that he doesn't think this should be outlawed. You're not disagreeing. You don't think it should be outlawed, but you also think it's pretty tacky.
It would be weird to make a law saying it's illegal to kill people for their eye color when there's not even a law saying that it's illegal to kill these people.
Okay.
So that wouldn't make a whole lot of sense, although I do think there's some issues with that, because
so
then now we're going to make extra ones so that you can get more eye colors and pick from that. So I don't know, like, I don't know what good a law is going
to
do.
Well, presumably most people who would want to outlaw the picking of an eye color would probably also just want to outlaw the entire process, I would guess.
That would... We don't have to outlaw IVF to...
Well, the rejection of the
extra babies.
You're right. Okay, so maybe I should be more clear. These people would probably want to outlaw the rejecting of a embryo made via IVF. So throwing it out.
Some people are inconsistent that way, and because I've talked to people who were pro-abortion but anti-abortion for the purposes of gender selection, and that makes no sense. But
that is weird.
So people aren't always consistent, but logically
nope,
that would
emotional.
Follow, yes.
Yeah, they are very emotional, though, especially about this topic.
Yeah, so he goes on to say, despite the objections of some bioconservatives, I don't know if that's even a real word.
It is now.
It is now generally agreed as a matter of reproductive liberty that it is ethical for parents availing themselves of assisted reproductive technologies to screen for genes that confer higher risk for hereditary diseases, and then select those without the traits for implantation. That's not insane. It's it depends on what the disease is.
What parent wouldn't want to select away nasty diseases and, you know,
because that's
problems.
Not what you're doing. You're not selecting away the diseases. You're selecting away the children with the diseases.
I see.
So you're not really curing a disease. You're saying, okay, I only want one kid. I'm going to make three kids, and I'm going to keep one healthy one and kill the other ones.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's not really the same as going to the doctor and getting rid of a disease.
Well, I mean, you say kill, and it sounds so harsh, but allow to die. How about that?
So, I don't even know if that's accurate, because I don't know that they just then be like, okay, here's a pile of trays, we just go wait till they die. I don't know that that's how it works. I don't know that that's not how it works, but I don't know how they kill them.
Yeah.
But also, once you kind of infer upon yourself a responsibility to someone else, doing something like letting them die doesn't really have the same inference of, you know, letting a stranger die. If it's someone you have a responsibility for, it's really kind of closer to actually killing them when you're just abdicating that responsibility.
Hmm. Continuing on.
But he says, researchers are now developing and deploying screening tests that take into account the interactions of hundreds of genes that increase the risks of disease conditions like something and diabetes.
Thanks for trying. Can you even like give it a try and see what it's
like? Osteocolosis? I have
no
idea.
That one.
The implication seems to be that it's minor. I don't know what that is or if it's minor.
Okay.
The Wall Street Journal reports that the company Genomic Prediction has just begun offering its expanded pre-implantation genomic testing for just such polygenic disease risks. Sex selection of embryos with the goal of avoiding sex-linked hereditary disease is now, for the most part, also ethically uncontroversial. The American Society for Reproductive Medicine notes that there is no ethical consensus with respect to non-medical sex selection.
Okay, so they're saying it's widely accepted to not only select away from genetic maladies, but also to choose gender.
Well, if you have a sex-specific genetic carrier.
I don't know what that means. Something that could make life
so
bad
if,
for you?
Usually,
more coming up here. Hold that thought. Free Talk Live.
This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us right here. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you. Maybe you have some feelings on this issue of birth design, birth selection via this in vitro fertilization, some sort of genetic injection that they're talking about here that would allow parents to determine whether or not, I guess they pick different embryos.
Yeah, so you're not at it. You can't yet alter the genetics. You can make a bunch of them and pick the ones you like.
That's coming, though, right? Like, it's probably going to happen.
I assume so, yeah.
At some point where you're going to be able to just sit down and say, yep, well, I want this, and I want this, and I don't want that. And that'll be, they'll probably charge you a little bit more for it, but I imagine that's on the way. So the story you have here is from Reason.com, and it's an opinion piece essentially arguing against. Some people are saying this should be made illegal, specifically to outlaw the picking of, like, the color of the eyes.
Yeah, so picking for color of the eyes, basically picking for kind of petty traits. A guy in the chat told me that that word I can't pronounce means heart disease in Latin.
Okay.
So, yeah, so picking for
kind of, that kind of
aesthetic
stuff.
Traits rather than...
What about skin color?
Well, you wouldn't really have a whole lot of options there.
No? Why not?
Because, I mean, you would have some options, I guess.
Right, what if you had a black man and a white woman, and they're the ones who are making the baby, and so therefore there could be options?
I think it's pretty much just going to come out in the middle, though, somewhere in the middle spectrum. Like, you're not going to get a black baby from a black parent and a white parent.
No?
You're not going to have a white baby either.
I don't know. I don't know how this stuff works, so I would figure that, you know, it'd be more of a roll of the dice, but
right, but like, it's not somewhere in between the mom and the dad. It's a mix of the mom and the dad.
Every time? It's not one way or the other more heavily? Like, in certain circumstances?
So it can be somewhere, like, there's an amount of melanin you're going to get.
Yeah.
But it's going to be in that mid-range.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, I mean, I guess you could pick from that mid-range. I don't know if the tests are that sensitive, but yeah, like, you're not going to pick. Like, you can't pick outside of the traits that you can produce with your partner.
Right. Not yet.
Yeah.
Okay. So what else do we need to know here?
Yeah, so then they go on to, they kind of imply, you know, well, where is the line for what traits can you choose against? Like, well, if it's okay to choose against Down syndrome, can you choose against diabetes, or not even diabetes, but a, what do you call it, a predisposition to diabetes, or then why can't you pick up an eye color? It's like, well, if the doctor looks at it, he, and they kind of make it sound like once the doctor looks at it, they just know the whole genome, and I don't think that's how it works. But he's like, well, if I have two, and I'm only going to implant one, and I know that one has some traits and the other has some other traits that are more aesthetic, then why, you know, wouldn't I have a duty to tell, not just an ability, but a duty to tell the parents so that they can pick which one they want at that point?
Mm-hmm.
That makes it sound a little bit less sadistic, because it's like, well, if you're going to kill one anyway and I'm just, you know, pulling the trolley lever, you know, what difference does it matter if I kill the one with blue eyes or kill the one with brown eyes? I don't feel like that's what's going to happen at the end of the day, though. If you're saying, okay, well, you can pick from whatever eye color spectrum you have, and somebody just really wants a kid with green eyes, and they know the odds are whatever they are, if they know the odds are 1 in 16, then they just might go ahead and make 16 to see if they get one.
To see if they get it.
So, I don't know, and I don't know what to realize.
And how much does it cost? Like, I mean, to make 16, does it cost more? Does it cost 16 times as much? Or is it like, it doesn't really cost that much more? You can make 16, you can make 4, it's about the same price.
I don't know, and they don't go into that.
Yeah.
My understanding is they charge, like, per, because you have to, like, go in and take the eggs out, and that's pretty invasive. So, like, they charge per, like, getting of that, and then per implantation.
If you've ever been through this and you want to call in and kind of tell us what the process was like, I mean, Melanie, you're extra interested in these issues because you're considering becoming a mom at some point. You did just get married. I know that's one of the plans that you guys have. So if you want to weigh in, you're welcome to do that. You can join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE or on our Discord on-air call-in line room. Let's see what Aaron has to say in Oklahoma. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Melanie. Go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, we're on the air, and so are you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Fantastic. I was just calling in because before the break, Melanie was talking about how legislation wasn't, or something along those lines, was making it possible to choose gender where it comes to, like, sex-linked traits, and there seemed to be some confusion about that.
I did not say there was legislation that was making it possible. I said that there was a clinic in the UK that was doing it.
Okay. And I know there was some confusion as to, like, what could come from that. There are a couple of things that I could think of, like Fragile X syndrome is a sex-linked trait. You've got hemophilia, which presents mostly in men. And then there's a thing called Duchenne's muscular dystrophy, I believe, which causes rapid muscular degeneration.
Mm.
So I just thought I'd call in and add those few things for you guys to think about.
You're saying these are things that parents probably would want to not have if they get the choice.
With Fragile X in particular, I've done a little bit of looking on it because me and my wife did struggle with having children. We fortunately were able to conceive naturally, but we were looking at a lot of that stuff, and Fragile X in particular has serious ramifications for the development of a child, including like speech impediments, audiovisual deficiencies, things that would not necessarily be considered autism, but things that could potentially harm a child's life.
Any other thoughts on whether parents should be able to, or your opinion about changing, you know, selecting eye color?
Honestly, if they have the money and it's something that they've decided between themselves as a family, I'm for it. I don't feel like I should be able to tell them what to do. It's not for me, but they should go for it if they want to.
Aaron, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So you said this is in the U.K.
Yeah. So I don't think that you can actually do this in the U.S. yet.
Why not? They wouldn't have to make a law to allow it. It would be, I would presume, it would be just allowed by default, and then you'd have to ban it.
That's not necessarily how highly regulated industries work.
Okay.
Which the medical industry is.
Do you think the FDA is already standing in the way of this?
I don't know. I know that a while back, they were saying we're going to test for genetic diseases, and people were fighting against that because they thought that it would lead to this. Mm. And while those are entirely distinct, I mean, it kind of does. So I don't know what, and I don't know, there might be regulations on how many you can make at a time, and if it works when you only, they usually make two now. They used to, back when...
Two embryos?
Yeah. Uh-huh. When there were people in the news who were having like 5 and 6 babies, it was because they put 5 or 6 in there usually. People who I've known who have done that recently, they make two.
So they pick the best of the two?
No, and they implant both.
Oh.
And the natural fatality rate of embryos is not that great anyway, so they implant two with the hopes that one survives. Now, I don't know if that's a representative description of what all clinics do, but that's what people I've talked to has been their experience. So there's a natural fatality rate somewhere between 30 and 50%, depending on who you talk to anyway. So implanting two is not really all that unreasonable.
855-450-FREE is our toll-free number tonight. We can give you an update on Venezuela. The inflation rate now hitting 488,000+%, apparently in just the month of September. But was there more to this story here, Melanie? I feel like we've been, you know, talking a lot about it, but maybe we haven't even gotten to this guy's point on this. I'm not sure if it's worth, you know, continuing that. I'll let you decide here at the Reason.com article. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And then there's our Discord on-air call-in line room, or rooms, actually. You can go and join those at discord.lrn.fm. So what are your thoughts on, you know, is there more here worth sharing?
Oh, yeah, it's almost done, I guess. So then he talks about a survey of people who had done sex selection. Most people do it for balancing, which kind of resolves...
Balancing meaning they would have one male child, one female, two of each, or whatever,
which he says gets rid of some concerns about issues you have in places like China where there's just not enough of one gender for the population to be stable.
Well, didn't they ban girls in China, or like more than one?
They banned having more than one kid in China, and so therefore people chose to have boys.
I see. All right, so there's more on the way here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We got time for you if you want to join us. Hour number two is next. And then also, like I said, the Discord on-air call-in line rooms are open and available to you. The latest on Venezuela, they are cracking down on the border with a new Border Patrol Plus. We can talk about Amazon and Netflix taking over Hollywood.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.